and Mahoney Morning Show. Listen live on the free radio.com app.
Well, let's get things going officially. Some good news and some bad news to get things off. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
You know, I'm surprised that this didn't work because it normally does. An upset passenger at the Oakland International Airport was responsible for briefly shutting down an entire terminal after issuing an unfounded bomb threat on Sunday afternoon. The man, who was not identified, told an airline staffer that he had a bomb in his luggage because he was upset his flight was delayed. Now, normally, as every wise individual knows, if your plane is delayed and you say, I have a bomb in my luggage, they go, oh, well, that changes things.
The plane's right here.
Let's go ahead and hop on the plane and get you on out of here with
all
of your stuff.
Walk on down the ramp.
Hey, would you like a free drink ticket?
Would you like us to push you in a wheelchair down there? You know, just give you a ride.
Would you like to board early, my friend?
Yeah.
Come on down.
And then there's no plane, and they just push him out onto the tarmac, and he gets run over by a plane?
That's normally
that's
the beginning, the middle, and the end.
Yes.
But in this case, the carrier, for whatever reason, contacted the police, who arrived on the scene and arrested the suspect after a brief struggle. It took them 2 hours to find this guy's luggage and determine that the bomb threat was unfounded. Two hours.
What? So he's mad because his plane's delayed. So now
threatens a bomb threat. Get arrested.
Delays everyone by 2 hours.
Whole terminal.
At least.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And now he can never fly ever again.
Yeah, right.
Because if you make a bomb threat in an airport, you're going to be put on the no-fly
list.
They
frown upon that. Plane.
Yep. So, yeah, they did find his luggage after 2 full hours, though, and realized he was full of it. And cool. Cool move, buddy. Thanks.
Are you even allowed to listen to the Bratz seminal album, Da Bomb, on airplanes?
I think that you might be able
to listen
to it, but
Rancid's
I don't...
Time Bomb.
Do we know any other bomb-related songs?
What's the drop the bomb
Mr.
on me?
Mr. Boom Bostic?
Are you listening to Mr. Bomb Basket? No, Mr. Boom Basket.
Those are the three worst songs you could put together. Is that your flying playlist?
Why is that my playlist?
Hey, don't you hate on Shaggy? He's a vet, man. He was.
Was he really?
He fought in Gulf War I.
No kidding.
Shaggy.
Yeah.
Shaggy.
And he does not actually talk like that.
He does not. He is not.
I just want him to talk like this.
I feel like he actually talks like this.
Some good news today as well. You don't actually walk like a penguin after you get your butt swabbed, your beehole swabbed for coronavirus.
This is good news?
Well, yeah. I mean,
if I'm getting a butt swab, I want at least a howdy do.
You want
to walk away like a penguin?
Make it worth my while. Like, what are we doing?
So there's a bunch of citizens over in China that are none too pleased with the idea that they're going to be like stuffing cotton swabs up people's butts. And so there was a fake video that somebody made of all of these people, everything from old people in their, you know, mid to late 80s to little kids. But there was, I don't know, probably 100 people, and they were just walking through like a mall looking area where they'd supposedly just been giving these tests, but they were all waddling.
Yeah.
Like they just, you know, really gotten swabbed, if you know what I mean.
How big is a swab?
Yeah, right.
If I'm not limping, it's not working.
You got to make it hurt a little bit, right?
Yeah.
According to Mahoney.
Leave it all in the field. So a statement promised the virus detecting method wouldn't leave discomfort. Some experts believe such a test is more accurate than a nasal or throat swab. I think I'm going to stick with my chances.
The nasal swab is pretty damn accurate.
Nasal and throat swab.
I haven't heard anybody who's got a nasal swab and it come back incorrect.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I see what
I think I have, but like not it's
a
not
nasal
like
swab?
It's not yeah, but it's not like all the time, and it's usually rapid testing. It's not like.
I mean, I see how inconsiderate they are with the jabbing of the swab, you know, up the nose and the mouth.
So rude! It's like I understand there's a line behind me.
Yeah, but imagine if that's your beehole.
Nah, man. Nah.
Or just want to imagine it. I don't know, man. Okay.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So I'm sure that you've heard about this, but Jeff Bezos stepping down as the CEO of Amazon is pretty surprising considering Amazon is doing so well right now. It's still the middle of a pandemic, all of those things.
He made $100 billion in like a quarter.
I feel like he's doing the whole we all eat mentality. Like, I'm going to hook somebody else up real quick. I have made $100 billion.
He's still gonna
control it. Let me learn how to spend this $100 billion.
Nah. I think it's much more narcissistic than that. I feel like it's him going, I want to be a celebrity now.
Yes.
I want to spend my $100 billion.
I want to go to space.
I told my wife last night that I'm like, I wonder if he's gearing up for a presidential run.
See, that would surprise me. I think he's more shallow than that. I think that he is all about just wanting to be cool in Hollywood.
I think we'll see Elon.
He already is, though. Yeah. Hollywood loves him.
But do they?
Yes.
I mean, they love him because he has money.
Well, and he also owns a studio, which Amazon's, Amazon Prime. He's one of the big, I mean, even though I would say, it's smaller than Netflix and Hulu, but it's still a big player in that space.
I think that I am tired of voting for people who have no political background, I think.
Well, yeah. I mean,
successful. That's the only difference.
Well, but if you're one of the richest guys in the world, why on earth would you want to be president?
I don't know. That'd be the dumbest thing I could possibly think of.
Like, I mean, power is one thing, and in running the world, it's an important job, obviously. But the whole idea of you already have everything that you could possibly want and none of the responsibility seems way better.
He's still going to be on the board. He's going to be running the board.
I'm talking about not the responsibility of life and death situations for millions of people. Like, you're deciding what you want to do with your time and what you want to do with your money. And then
your new chick.
Yeah, and my new helicopter pilot chick. And then, if there's some business with Amazon that the new guy can't figure out, sure, hit me up. Not every move that you make is going to be constantly scrutinized.
It's still going to be. He's one of the richest men in the world. He's doing what Jeff Bezos and Ballmer did.
If you can't tell the difference between a really rich guy and somebody who has to run the free world, there's a big difference.
Think about how much Bill Gates was, before all this stupid conspiracy stuff, how much Bill Gates was hated in the 90s and the early 2000s when he was CEO of Microsoft. And then he steps back from that position, becomes a global philanthropist, and then all of a sudden his image is much better. And we're like, oh yeah, we like Bill Gates again.
But I like Jeff Bezos now.
I don't have any problem with him.
The best comment I saw about this is he's stepping away from Amazon to find more time to fight Superman.
Now, what he's really doing, if he's Lex Luthor, right, I get it. But he said he's going to focus on the Bezos Earth Fund. And he hasn't been known as a huge philanthropist. I mean, Bill Gates has, done a lot with his money.
One of the biggest in the world. He would be the richest man if he hadn't given away
Not that Bezos hasn't done significant things, but not at that level.
Bezos also gave away half of his money to his ex-wife.
Who then, in turn, gave away all of her money.
Yeah.
So kind of like through osmosis.
Through proxy,
It's definitely osmosis.
I'm sure that his new girlfriend, if they get married, will do the same thing. Blue Origin, his spaceship company, and the Washington Post.
I thought you said Blue Orgy, which I was like, what do the Smurfs have to do with this?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, what was that band that did the Blue Orgy? Oh, it was Blue Orgy.
It was Orgy who did Blue Monday.
The Blue Monday, that's what it is.
Blue Orgy.
He's investing all of his money into that one band.
I mean, you get down some weird spots on Pornhub, you can find some anime that is just...
very Smurfy?
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Elon Musk, because I think that you're right.
Papa Smurf, no.
Ian, you... Why is there only one Smurfette? Why?
She's not even involved. She left.
Yeah. Elon Musk is stepping away from Twitter for a while. I'm glad that he decided he needed to announce this.
Is this because Bezos is stepping away from Amazon?
Elon Musk's like, well, I'm going to do something too.
Step away from Twitter.
Yeah. He
bold.
It's not the first time that he has disengaged from Twitter in a now deleted 2019 tweet. He said he would depart, a threat that he'd made earlier that year, only to return just 3 days later. So last June, he said he's going to leave, tweeting the exact same message, but logged on again just 72 hours after the fact. So.
How mad do you think that Elon Musk was that Jeff Bezos took away his shine?
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna make such a huge splash this week. I'm going to tell the world I'm leaving Twitter. And Bezos is like, tell him I'm leaving Amazon. You son of a bitch.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Is brushing your teeth in the shower weird?
Yes.
I really don't think it is at all. It's efficient, right?
Message.
If you got to get somewhere quick, like if you're running behind, brushing your teeth in the shower, I have no problem. And actually, it feels like it's steaming them, so I feel like it kind of works doobly.
Okay, I will say three things that never need to be done in a shower. Brushing your teeth, drinking a beer, or any sort of sexual activity, solo or with somebody else.
Okay. I agree with two of the three.
Yes, the two of the three, but brushing which the would teeth. Be...
Throw eating in there, and then maybe I'll agree.
Yeah, spaghetti eating, would be awkward. Yeah.
Unless it's spaghetti. Shower spaghetti.
I literally just said, spaghetti. Unless it's spaghetti, and Mahoney goes, what spaghetti?
I prefer shower lasagna.
Lasagna's too thick.
Is it?
It really is. I've been making lasagna, and it's like
hold
I
on,
eat
so
like one
so which two
piece.
Of the three do you agree with? Which one should you... You should brush your teeth in the shower?
I feel like you can, like, brushing
sexual
your teeth.
Sexual activity no. and drinking a beer, not necessary.
Not necessary.
Audrey?
Drinking a beer is so fun. Is I mean, it? Like, if you're on vacation, heck yeah.
It just doesn't seem... How long are you showering for?
Where do
I don't understand.
Where do you set the beard down at?
I gotta
and, like,
shave.
I gotta hold it the whole time? Then I can't,
okay,
like...
So where do you put your toothbrush?
You keep it in your hand.
Again, see, the toothbrush doesn't belong there. Anywhere where there's an exposed beehole, toothbrushes don't belong.
That's pretty valid.
I mean, that's in, you don't
anywhere.
Brush your teeth in the bathroom?
It's not neat. I'm putting it on my sink.
You never brush your teeth naked?
No, I mean, sure, but
okay.
It's different.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
How?
Because I don't have to set it down in a place that could touch my beehole.
Do you like tape up? Do you tape up your beehole while just so that all of the
yeah? I mean,
stuff
I've got like I've got one sequin pasty.
It's a sequin pasty.
It's a fox.
It's a foxtail.
Yeah.
There we go. All right. Brush your teeth.
Yeah,
and,
brush your teeth
and wash
just not
wherever.
In the shower.
Wherever yes. It's fine.
Not in the shower. No.
I will say I have a friend though who, whenever they are running late, they keep a mug in their car and. Brush their teeth in the car on the way with like a water bottle.
Look, you guys know that I'm a closet pooper and all that stuff. Like that, the whole brushing of the teeth thing does not need to be done anywhere.
I feel like if you're brushing your teeth in your car and you get into like a fender bender, that's going to be real bad.
Have you guys? Oh yeah, that's how you're going to die. Have you guys ever known the I'm going to brush my teeth at work guy or gal?
Oh yeah.
Like what
I
are you doing?
Them.
Like I go into the company bathroom
that's
and
nasty.
You're in there just brushing your teeth.
That's real nasty.
That's nasty.
Because that's somebody else's booty.
Okay, so now it's somebody else's beehole. Now we're not cool.
Oh man, yeah. I used to be that person whenever I had braces.
Well, that's because you nasty.
Would you prefer me walking around with like? Honey buns in my braces talking
yes.
to
honey
you.
Yes, honey buns.
That's the first thing I thought of.
Did you microwave that thing for 13 seconds? Because that is the perfect time.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, I just want to know what's your least favorite album from a band that you like.
Message deleted.
I love Beck.
Least favorite album.
I love Beck.
I like.
Beck is he's a complete and total weirdo, but I love his music. Sea Change. Or See
okay.
a Change, yeah. Is that it's like it was produced by Radiohead, and it was like all depressing. He just went through a breakup, and it was like a kind of a concept album, and the concept sucked. But every other one of his albums, phenomenal.
Saint Anger by Metallica.
I like Saint Anger.
You are an idiot. Shut up. You're blasting.
I feel like Saint
Anger
is on the same level as Death Magnetic.
Saint Anger was awful.
It's a good album.
The drums.
I'm surrounded by
the
idiots.
Drum sound. The drum sound.
I thought it
makes
was a joke.
The whole thing.
I thought it was a joke because Lars doesn't turn on his snares, which is just maddening. But when when I first heard you do.
Yeah. That weird clank.
You
it's
hipster.
So good.
It's not good. Nobody thinks it's good.
It was.
Except for
Ian
you.
Ian likes noise. What is that? Noise rock?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a very noisy album.
Saint Anger.
Sucks.
Some Kind of Monster. Sucked. And.
All terrible.
The Unnamed Feeling, all decent songs from Metallica.
From that album specifically?
From Saint Anger, yeah. I actually just like, I like the self-titled, I like the single. I like the Saint Anger single, too. I like the video.
The video is cool. They went to San Quentin and performed in the middle of the yard surrounded by prisoners.
That is pretty cool.
With very limited
so
security.
Badass.
It's pretty, that was
so
pretty
badass.
Cool. I mean, everything else about it sucked. That was pretty cool. I don't like you now that you like that.
That's all right.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Dave, I can see it now, man. You've been saying it for years, but I finally caught a glimpse, and I agree with you now. Mahoney is for sure balding.
Message deleted.
Okay. Nah. My hairline has been the exact same for the last 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't changed
mm-hmm.
one bit.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Nope.
Dave's just mad because he's going all gray, and I'm not losing my hair.
Man, why you gotta get personal?
I'm just saying because you're coming at me, planting
peppered, man.
You're planting these guys.
It's salt and pepper. It's salt and pepper. Yeah,
it's good.
You look like an onion.
Onions are better than salt and pepper.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
You made me cry.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news. What the man? The Jimmy boy.
So when they took the Hollywood sign and they turned it into Hollyweed, that was kind
of
funny, right?
Yeah,
I thought that was, you know,
fairly clever.
Yeah.
Hadn't seen anything like that done in a long, long time. And now they have done it again, only this time they went from Hollywood to Holly Boob. And it's...
Well, they didn't even... Did they even get boob up? I think they got kinda. The B up, and then there was... It was like Hollywood booed.
It didn't look great.
Yeah.
So a half dozen people were taken into custody earlier this week, shortly after cops said they altered the W and the D in the Hollywood sign to make it read Hollyboob. The group affixed large tarps to the sign to change the letters, according to the cops. LAPD helicopter crew called the scene. About 1:15, directed officers to the participants so they could leave the area. The six, who were described as 5 males and 1 female, were taken into custody on suspicion of trespassing. One of the people, the female...
The one woman,
she was dressed for the occasion, if you will. She had on like a crop top shirt, well, showing like, with her midriff showing.
If you're going to go hike Runyon Canyon and look sexy, that's what I would wear.
Yeah, but she's also the type who is... thirsty for attention. If you recall, she's the one, and Audrey pointed this out this morning, she's the one that was flashing at the World Series.
That's
right?
What I thought
the
whenever I saw
2019 World
the 2019
Series.
World yeah. Series. Yeah,
whenever it is her. Okay, because yeah. That's why whenever I was reading this article, I was like, why else would they say this chick's name if it's not her?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So she's so thirsty. You're so right.
No, she came out and she said, guys, she just did this, changed it from Hollywood to Holly Boob to raise awareness of breast cancer, even though breast cancer awareness was in October.
We need to be aware of it 24/7.
Is that
all
makes
year
sense?
Long.
Then
she
yeah,
is the
yeah.
one who should make us aware by yeah. showing us her boobs. That's what she.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I mean, if I had
she's
awesome,
got really nice.
If boobs. I had awesome boobs like that, I'd probably show them.
Yeah.
I mean, like.
Heck yeah.
But can you? I mean,
you couldn't stop me.
This just seems can't stop, won't stop.
Nope.
Here's my boobs.
Everywhere I would go. I mean, she has great boobs.
She has great boobs.
I'll
she
give
does.
Her that.
But she is so thirsty.
So thirsty.
It's like she's like a desert of thirst.
Yeah.
This is the sort of thing where they're all sitting around one night and they are way too high. And this seems like a high idea where they came up with this nonsense and they're like, we're going to be so famous if we do this. It's going to be so funny. It's going to say Holly Boob instead of Hollywood. And then they actually went through with it.
No, the clout ran out.
Yeah. That's exactly
what it is. The ticking time bomb. She was like, well, it's been since 2019. We've all been stuck inside for the last year. How do I make presence known again?
She's mad that Courtside Karen was getting more
attention
than her.
That's exactly what it is, a Courtside Karen.
Which, speaking of, and I know we haven't really talked about Courtside Karen yet, but she's not 25, right?
That she is not 25.
If she's 25,
25,
I'm
15.
I'm going through puberty.
She looks like she's gotten some work done, starting at 25.
Here's the thing. Like, don't sit courtside and then jaw at the players, and when they jaw back, you get like, oh, I'm gonna fight him. Like, you're gonna fight LeBron James, who's 6'7", 280 pounds of pure diesel.
Right.
So for
sure you are.
For the story purposes, though. The guy who LeBron James apparently was jawing at was her husband, right?
Yeah.
And he wasn't even in any of the videos that I was seeing of her. It was like he had already left. He'd already dipped to go to the bathroom or something. And she's still just like over to LeBron James.
Her Instagram. They found her Instagram real quick before TMZ even put it out. And it's just getting destroyed.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Man, but LeBron was talking smack, too.
As he should.
I mean, he's a basketball player.
He's LeBron James.
Playing basketball. And there's like some chick whose nickname is now Courtside Karen yelling at him, walking out onto the court like she's going to fight him.
I mean,
get out of here with that nonsense.
LeBron James is the best player in the NBA.
And also, like,
right now.
How awful is it for her husband? I mean, first,
oh,
you know.
Oh, he's happy.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, they're videos
one of these old
oh.
rich guys.
Oh, he's an old rich guy, but yeah. she's like, LeBron was talking trash to my husband. So
she's a ride or die, Dave. You got to appreciate that.
LeBron called him like Mr. Steroid or something like that. Like, the guy's buff, but he's definitely juicy.
The guy looks like he wears Affliction still in 2020.
Yeah.
And I wear some terrible clothes, and that's saying something. Like 2020 Affliction wearing courtside Darren.
We're not there yet. We're 10 years away from that being ironic and cool again.
Oh, okay.
But
like
he's still wearing
like the
Tom
90s
Harden,
you got going.
The Ed Hardy head. Yeah.
You got hyper colors on. That is back. Affliction, we haven't processed.
We haven't, okay.
It hasn't been long enough.
Oof, okay.
So you can unlock your iPhone with your mask on. This is actually pretty cool. If you're an iPhone user, obviously, this past year, you know, you have your mask on. You don't really think about it. You try to open your phone if you use the Face ID and it doesn't work. Well, Apple's upcoming iOS 14.5 will let mask-wearing users open phones with an Apple Watch. So this, you have to have an Apple Watch too, which, you know, not everyone does, obviously. But the feature will allow them to open an iPhone without removing the mask. It works with an Apple Watch near the handset to work. What?
Just put a passcode on it.
On what?
Your phone.
That you will... Okay, so Mahoney doesn't understand this, Audrey, because he doesn't have a passcode.
No, I do. I had to put a passcode, but I only have to use it once if my phone doesn't if I don't use my phone for an hour.
The whole point is that you're used to having your face unlock your phone and then having to put in a passcode is a pain in the butt.
Having a passcode on your phone is a pain in the ass. Anyways, I wouldn't have a passcode on my phone if our dumb work thing didn't have to require us to do it.
Oh yeah.
Like our verification thing makes us have to have a passcode.
You should have a passcode on your phone. You're an adult.
Oh, you're gonna get all my sensitive emails? You're gonna get my OnlyFans password?
Now, yeah, I mean, you act like you're not overly paranoid about this sort of stuff.
I don't got any pictures of my junk on there.
It's not about pictures of
that's
your
the only
junk.
Thing that's worth
all of your banking and financial information and everything else.
Oh, what, you're gonna get like, $600?
You refuse to post pictures when you go out of town because you're worried somebody's gonna break into your house.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, you don't have a passcode on your phone, which is the easiest
thing
to do.
When is my phone not on me? Always.
Except for if you drop it.
When you're in the hospital and a nurse drops it.
Well, it was still next to me, and I saw her drop it.
Uh-huh. And a passcode
would have saved it from hitting the ground.
A case would have.
No,
also
but a case
would have.
We've talked about the case. You should have learned your lesson there, but you
apparently,
haven't.
According to my mom, I've got insurance on my phone.
According to your... Oh, that's right. You're still on your parents.
I'm on a family plan. We're saving money over here.
That's saving money.
That is.
I say that. I'm already on my dad's family plan.
So
I understand this.
So is living, Ian, you want to get on this family plan?
I want to be in your family so bad.
So is living in your mom's basement. That's saving money on rent.
I wish my mom had a basement. I live in that bitch.
So you guys are going to move into Mahoney's mom's basement together?
Yeah.
Yep.
If I'm on the family plan, yes.
I mean,
we're practically brothers.
$50 a month unlimited?
Oh, man, I wish I had a courtside Karen right now to be my ride or die. Somebody to help me out here. All you guys suck.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Son of love it. Mother. It's bleeped. Bull.
All right, guys, so nothing in any of these clips, dirty whatsoever, but I know that you both have dirty minds, so let's see if you can figure out what's actually being talked about without getting distracted. I have a total of three for you. I'll give you the setup, and then I'll play you the audio, give you a multiple choice of what it could be. Ring in by saying your name whenever you think you know the correct answer, okay?
Okay.
Whoever gets more correct out of the three is going to be our winner. First up is good old Sammy Hagar, Mahoney.
Oh, the old Red Rocker.
The old Red Rocker, and we're trying to figure out what he can't wait to do in this clip. Here we go.
There's nothing that will ever... that and I need it and I want it and my fans need it and they want it and we got to I don't want to half a house because I've been offered to say okay you can some states I don't care about five I 500
Audrey
okay yes Audrey taking
he's talking about playing concerts in live venues again.
Yeah, it just needs to be a little bit more specific.
We need a little bit more
that.
Detail there.
All right, so I do have multiple choice. You're not ruled out, right?
You can ring back in.
But Mahoney does have the first crack here. Uh-huh. So,
okay. That's fair.
Is it A, getting Van Halen back together, B, playing full capacity shows, or C, playing any shows?
Playing full capacity shows.
Mahoney is correct.
I said full venues.
No, you said venues. You said playing at venues. You didn't say full venue. If you'd said full venues, I would have given it to you.
If you would have just waited. Got a little too eager. A little eager beaver.
Oh, she's so angry. And also, you can't call somebody an eager beaver. Stop that.
Why not?
That's just, I think that's against the law in most states.
At least in 2021.
Not in Cabo Wabo.
Cabo Wabo is perfectly fine. You're right.
That's right.
All right, number two, and this is an angry neighbor, and you're trying to figure out what this neighbor is so angry about. Okay, here we go.
It's your new neighbor. If you have a... that big, I'm f***ing the c***. It's too loud to not f*** that. You f*** me next time. F*** the damn neighbor.
So this angry neighbor is really pissed about
A. Is that somebody's
A,
ring?
Signs in his neighbor's lawn. B, his neighbor playing loud music. Or C, his neighbor not inviting him to a party.
Audrey. B, loud music.
No.
What the heck?
Can I hear it one more time?
What the heck?
You can.
It's your new neighbor. If you have a that big, I'm the c***. It's too loud to not that. You me next time. The damn neighbor.
I would say C, having a party.
That's what I said. Wait, no.
No, you said B.
Okay, C was not having a party. Is his neighbor not inviting him to a party? Is that what you want?
Yes.
For the win, Mahoney, you are correct. You did it.
Woo! What kind of bitch doesn't... He's got to go over to somebody's house because they didn't get invited.
This is why
we didn't invite you to the party, Ted. Because you do stuff like this. Nobody wants to be around you.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
What a strange headline this is. 6% of people, according to a study, are going to watch the Super Bowl naked this
year.
That's
like 7 million people, Dave.
That's twice as many people as in previous years who will be watching the Super Bowl on their own, which perhaps explains why almost equal numbers, 21% of people will be wearing pajamas as those in fan gear. In a true testament to freedom, though, 6% of people said they will watch either totally nude or just in their underwear.
I mean, who, even when we're at home alone, whatever, like who sits on their couch butt-ass naked?
Audrey.
Not all the time.
But you talk about how you walk around. I never
walking
walk
around naked is different than sitting on a couch
naked. That is what I do. I don't sit on my couch naked.
If you're going somewhere, you know, you need underwear from the laundry room,
yes.
That's different than just casually walking around naked.
No. Like, that's not what I do.
Oh, it's not?
No. So it's like if I need to go put something in the laundry room and, like, I'm upstairs about to take a shower or whatever. Like, I'm not just, like, out here gallivanting naked in my home.
Okay. I mean, I was under the impression
you're a
that
monster. If you're sitting on a micro suede couch with your gips out, giblets.
That's true.
Your gips out?
Giblets.
This study, though, does remind me of, I feel like every year they always come out with this too. And I'm pretty sure it's always after the Super Bowl. Pornhub spikes for certain teams that have lost. Like, it spikes for the losing team in order to get their serotonin back.
It happens all the time. Like if Tampa Bay loses, then right after the Super Bowl, or if things are going downhill quickly.
So I don't believe any of this. I think Pornhub just puts out statistics that they think will get headlines. Like,
maybe.
How do you know?
Maybe.
How do you know if I'm a Chiefs fan or a Bucks fan?
Well, in those cities.
It's geographical.
In those cities.
I still think it's garbage.
Why? Right. They track everything.
He doesn't want to believe.
No, they just want free advertising, which is smart on their part.
So there's a bunch of popular props. Are you guys playing any of the props for the Super Bowl? Anything from the coin flip to who scores the first touchdown? Any of that stuff? No?
Do we have the color Gatorade?
So you're not going to find that at a legal sports book. You'll find that at some offshore sports books. And the reason why is because that's pretty easy to know.
Yeah.
Like you could have inside information. Orange, clear sometimes.
But it could be two different. Does the home team provide the Gatorade, or do you have to bring your own Gatorade?
Don't know how that works.
BYOG.
That's interesting. Because what if you can provide the Gatorade, and you're in a cheating mood, why don't you just poison
them? Just cheat it.
But like, just poison them.
But what happens if you lose, and you still Gatorade your coach?
Well, I mean, if you murdered the other team.
He did such a bad job.
Ian, I mean, you're the one that has tens of thousands of dollars riding on this game.
Dave, I have thousands and thousands on this game. Okay, not tens of thousands.
Any props for you, good sir?
No, nothing insane like that. Those are just fun, but really, in my opinion, besides the coin toss, you're just kind of burning money.
I love it.
Bet of safety. Always bet
of safety. Yeah, like stuff like that. I don't know.
Is there going to be a touchdown within 1 yard of the end zone? So, you know, I mean, because it happens all the time where somebody's running down for the end zone, they get tackled right before it's on the 1 yard line. Or there's a penalty in the end zone, they put it on the half yard line.
They're trying to kill time, they'll need to kneel down. But I like
anytime touchdown for Travis Kelce, you know, I mean, stuff like that. I'm like, oh yeah, like,
Tyreek, I need you, please.
I need 300 yards from you, Tyreek. Come on, buddy.
Tyreek's gonna score.
If he scores first, then I'm taking you guys all out to dinner.
Oh really? Where?
Yeah, if he scores first,
there's a difference between a high end steakhouse, or are you talking Arby's?
Arby's.
Okay,
multiple sandwiches. Multiple sandwiches.
Can I get a large?
No, you can't.
Oh.
It's not made of money.
Which, by the way, the Big Montana used to be a lot bigger than what the large is now. I know that they say the large
Super
is the Big
Size
Montana.
Came out.
It's garbage. No,
Super
the Big
Size
Montana.
Came out and everything is smaller now.
Yeah, the Big Montana used to be huge.
Even the pound, like, roast beef, they put into, like, a box, which is too big. It makes it look too small.
Yeah. You know what I'll say, though, about fast food? The thing I liked
what will
most
you say about fast food?
The thing I liked most about living in Texas, they still gave us all of our drinks in styrofoam. I know it's horrible for the environment, but my drink was icy cold for hours.
I was like gnawing on the sides of styrofoam, too.
You live in a state where it's like plastic only, or the water or the paper?
Stop. You gnaw on your styrofoam cups? Are you a meth head? What are you talking about?
I used to like to see if my teeth were like how my teeth.
How crooked?
Well, yeah, before I got braces.
No, I mean, like biting it, I get, because I've done that before, too. You know,
but
you,
it feels
you just want
so
to see your tooth
when
imprint.
When you bite
through it?
Yeah, it feels so good.
It makes that sound like.
It does.
I hate that sound more than anything.
But, dude, icy cold drinks.
No, I know. The cups never biodegrade, though.
I'm sorry, fish and whales and stuff in the ocean. But man, I want an ice cold Coca-Cola.
No, we don't need styrofoam.
It's so
for our drinks.
I mean, but
just
Texas,
drink it faster.
Texas is doing it. Why can't we?
There's a lot of things that but Texas
plastic,
does.
Plastic isn't all that much.
Yeah, plastics.
Better.
It's a fallacy.
Everything
that,
else
that's getting
is plastic.
Recycled too.
Who's getting drinks in plastic cups? Will you guys stop getting the super large?
Who doesn't supersize?
I don't. A medium is more
it's
than
like
enough.
It's like 34 cents, 39 cents to get a bigger fry and a bigger drink. I'm in.
Every
Why
time.
Would you pass up that deal, Dave?
Why would you pass up that
exactly.
deal?
Because
getting
I don't
road fries.
Need 247 ounces
well,
of Coca-Cola.
It's embarrassing to have
okay,
that in my cup holder.
It doesn't
Dave,
even fit in my cup holder.
This guy.
We get it.
The methadone cups is over here making fun
soda,
of me.
That's why when it goes
oh,
to
my
bad.
God. I hate you guys.
Bottled water.
Every weekday morning from 6 to 10. The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Dave and Mahoney. Thanks to the 2-minute promise, we never play more than 2 minutes of commercials at a time. Back to the show. Alt 107.5.
So being a parent, you can just kind of assume that your kids are going to be mean to you at some point or a lot of times. And
usually
that's,
not till the teen years, right?
Yeah, I mean, my daughter just turned 5. And the thing is if she's around a kid normally that's a little bit older than her, that's when the sass really comes out, right? Like that's when she decides she's going to kind of show off. Like she don't need no
she's parents.
Got
stunt.
She's got
to
be
stunt
cool
on
for the
bed.
Older kids, man.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, so I made her walk home from the mountain. And I think that taught her her lesson. But
good call. Good yeah, call.
Builds character.
The rudest that a kid has ever been to you, Jose in San Diego said, my kid, looking me right in the eye, said, it's your job to pick up my mess while throwing crayons on the ground and grinding them up with his foot.
Oh, my
Dave,
gosh.
You have, your mother is a saint. You know, she raised
she
a bunch of kids.
She's
but if you,
six kids,
if you
yeah.
looked her in the eyes and said that, I can imagine her Macho Man Randy Savage elbowing you from the top rope.
Two words, wooden spoon.
Or,
oh,
wait,
my gosh.
Or yeah. wait till dad's home.
Yes. See, that was her line. And I'd be such a little jerk to my mom until I heard those tires coming down the driveway of my dad. I'm like, I'm so sorry, Mama. I'm so sorry.
I didn't mean it.
Oh, God.
Baja said, my kid licks all of the Oreo frosting out of our cookies and puts them back into the sleeves.
That's so rude.
I mean,
that
if he just
so
took,
rude.
If he just took the icing off with like a fork or a knife and put the cookies back
you
in, I would
so
be okay
soggy.
Because I feel like the cookie is better than the cream when it comes to Oreo.
I agree, but you know that kid just was like sucking
oh,
on
God.
That.
It, kids are just
so,
so gross.
Sloppy,
too.
Soggy.
Just,
oh, just
and it's like so when gross. You're like trying, you, they won't pull apart because uh-huh. they kind of like melted together uh-huh. from the saliva.
Oh, so disgusting.
Marty said, dropped my 5-year-old son at school, told him I loved him and to have a great day. He responded, see you later, splatter farts, in front of the school staff and the other parents dropping off their kids.
Splatter farts? That's something that his mama must have said.
You gotta cut back on fiber, bro. Splatter farts.
Brian
that sounds
said,
like a horror movie, right?
Mr. Splatter farts. I know what you did last summer. Brian said, when I was wrestling with my 8 and 5-year-old and 6-year-olds in a bouncy house, one of them being just one of the kids being mine. There was 3 kids in there. One of them landed a knee to my right cheek, grabbed my head, and aimed for the face with his other knee and landed it. Like, you are just straight up kicking my ass,
Sign
kid.
That kid up for some MMA.
Adrian said, I'm a dad of a 9 and 8-year-old, and I'm always getting blamed when anyone hears a fart.
Oh, man.
I mean,
that's kind
that's
of embarrassing
probably,
in public, though.
That's probably accurate, though. I mean, if you're at the house and you're normally the culprit.
I mean, the dad or the dog are the two people who get blamed the most.
Rachel said, I had a student of mine point out that my arm jiggles. Thanks a lot.
Oh, God.
Okay, so speaking of bodily things, I'll leave who the story is about out.
Okay.
But I will say that they promptly ended up getting surgery after, like, soon after this.
Surgery? Like cosmetic surgery?
Their younger daughter was, like taking a shower with their mom.
Yeah.
And the younger daughter said, Mom, whenever I grow up, I want my
boobs.
Yayas
boobs, yeah.
to hang low like yours.
Oh.
Like, the reason
oh,
they're
no.
like this is because of you,
you did this.
You
did this.
You destroyed my body.
I was perfect
you
and perky
monster.
Before you.
I had dreams and hopes, and then you came.
So awful.
Now they look like bags of mashed potatoes thanks to you. Mahoney and I were our job, you know, yeah. sometimes is to go out and do things in the community. And so we're always happy to do it. And one of the asks, and this is, you know, pre-COVID, it was for us to go read to elementary school kids. And it's something that we enjoy doing.
Love
you know,
it. Yeah.
Spend a couple of hours. You go to a bunch of different classes.
Read our favorite old books and see the kids.
Yeah,
they're
and
excited.
You go to, yeah. They're all elementary school. So, I mean, the oldest that you'll get is fifth grade. But normally it's like the third graders and the second first. And then sometimes kindergartners. And Mahoney and I walked into a kindergarten class. And, you know, the teacher was doing something at that time. We have this little person that will take us around from class to class, normally another student. And they bring us in, and it's the teacher's wrapping up whatever the thought it is that they're sharing with their students. And a little girl who's in kindergarten notices us before the teacher does. And she turns around and looks at us and then turns to the teacher and goes, "Hey, there's two fat guys here."
No.
I'm like, you little mother.
No. David, is that why 2021 is a healthy year?
I mean, to be fair, that kid's head was like their right eyes on right on her stomach.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
There's two fat guys here.
Oh. Should be our rap album.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
So the meanest that a little kid has ever been to you, and I mean, many of these as a parent are very relatable, but I think that if you spend any time around kids, you catch just how brutally honest they are sometimes, mm-hmm. and then other times just they're outright just mean. Joyce said, "I'm a manager at a restaurant, and my kid told me the other day that he didn't have to listen to me since I'm a fast food worker. First off, I don't even work in fast food. Secondly, screw you, kid.
What in the world? You better listen to me to the day you die.
Whoop your butt.
Are you kidding me? If my kid ever said, oh, I just got Southern. That just made me so mad.
Oh, take my hoops out.
Oh, my God. I got the baby hoops in, so it's slightly less aggressive.
Melissa said my oldest, who's 11, has told us multiple times over the years that she wants a different family. We then proceeded to tell her how good she has it, and we can drop her off at the police station if she wants.
That's
brutal.
What do you say to a kid who does that? That's like one of the most fearful things for being a parent for me. I mean, among a lot of other things. But whenever your kid finally starts talking back to you and talking smack, I think that because whenever I get mad, I just get quiet. So I don't even know how I would react.
Oh, I think you're quiet normally in real life, like most of us are, right? Because
right.
we don't want confrontation.
Of course.
With a kid, you're like, I will throw you across the room. I'm huge compared to
I will drop kick
what are you
talking right
about?
Now.
This one from I Have Dimples on Instagram. My kid told me, you don't have two chins, you have three.
Oh.
Taylor said, my child, pointing at a pregnant lady, said, that's what your belly looks like. I'm not pregnant,
oh.
I'm just fat.
I mean, they just have no. I mean, there's nothing meaner than somebody who just hasn't, you know, doesn't have the wherewithal to know that they're being mean, right?
With a filter, or, what a filter is.
Yeah.
Things you can and cannot say to people.
Iron Lohan, also on Instagram at Dave Mahoney, said, "When I worked as a cable TV tech, a 6-year-old literally told me, 'F you, cable man,' when I showed up at his house.
A six-year-old.
Why? Like, he's bringing you." The
coming to
joy
your
cable and the internet.
What the heck?
Becca Boo said, my nephew said, Auntie, you have really big arms and not in a good way.
Oh, man. Kids are so evil.
Well, Dave, I mean, you have to tell what you told to your sweet grandmother when you were in her kitchen.
Oh, God. So I don't even remember exactly how old I was. Probably 6, 7, somewhere in that range.
Young Dave.
And it was for Thanksgiving, and you know, so she's in the kitchen and she's cooking away, and there's a group of people that are in there, and I just walk in, I go, Grandma, you're fat, and she laughed her ass off, which was a huge mistake because then my little 6-year-old brain went, I got a laugh out of this, my parents, of course, mortified, and every time that I'd walk in the kitchen, I'd be like, Grandma, you're fat, and she'd be like, but you could tell
she was laughing through the pain.
In
Dave.
Hindsight, that it was getting less and
all
less funny every time.
All she did was love you, Dave.
Yeah. Yeah.
The meanest thing wasn't something that I said about my grandparents. My grandparents took me to Disney World when I was real little.
Yeah.
I mean, probably same age, Dave, like 6 or so. And I wanted to go to an arcade there. And we were leaving, but they didn't, you know, like we didn't have time or whatever it was. And I just wanted to go to a specific arcade there. And they were like, no, we have to go. So I went. I started walking over there, and when they came to grab me, I started yelling that I didn't know those people.
Oh, my
Mahoney.
God. You are the worst.
Listen live on demandontheradio.com app and follow at Dave and Mahoney.
The meanest thing that a kid has ever done to you. Marvin just said, put me in debt.
Yeah, oh, man. True. I mean, fair.
Gabe said, my kid, I hate spiders, so my 5-year-old thinks it's hilarious to stuff my bed and shoes with fake toy spiders. Cool, kid. You're cool. Agnes said my grandson called me a boomer because I wouldn't bail him out of jail.
Pretty boomery.
Would you ever call your grandparents to bail you out of jail?
Yes.
No.
You would. You would call
if they lived near me. Yeah, I would call.
I would call my grandma, and she would definitely make an attempt to come and get me, but she would get lost on the way there. Aww. And she can't drive well at night either, would happen.
That's why you have to make sure to get day arrested.
Exactly, day arrest. Yeah. Perfect.
This one texted over to us at 833-YO-DUMMY. I stayed at my girlfriend's family's house over Thanksgiving because my family had COVID. Thankfully, I avoided getting it. I thought it was going really well until her little sister told me, quote, "Dad doesn't want you staying here," and started shoving me out the door and slamming it behind me every time that I left. Ouch.
Yikes.
I mean, she ain't wrong.
Jeez. We need our alone time.
Nobody wants an extra house guest.
Whenever I was in high school, I don't know if this is necessarily like rude or mean, but I was like obviously a very hormonal like 14, 15-year-old girl.
Sure.
And I was going through something. I don't even know what. Probably just like wanted to go hang out with my friends. And I told my parents that my mom and my stepdad that we weren't like other families. I was growing up in Alabama. And I was like, we aren't like other families. We don't go deer hunting together.
And I was like weeping.
Like full-fledged weeping. I was like, this family sucks.
Because we wanted to go deer hunting together.
And my parents were laughing in my face. Like, what kind of drama is that? And I don't even think I would even know how, first of all, how to hunt said deer. Two,
I wish your dad would have taken you out, made you shoot a deer and then skin it.
Skin it and then like put the pee on your shoes, like the whole thing. No.
Yeah. I was going through something. Oh, this is what you want? Nah, you got it.
Kyle texted us. He said, when I was in a store, I noticed a kid in the same aisle as me had dropped his toy. I picked it up and returned it to him. He then kicked me in the shin and ran off.
Oh, man.
You know what I see so often, which I don't know if this happens to your kids, Dave, but do your kids constantly lose shoes?
No, not too bad.
One shoe kids everywhere.
Like, I've been watching. I was, like, walking around Costco, I don't know how long ago, and I saw, like, two kids lose a shoe on the same trip. Two different families.
Yep. Yeah, no. We use horseshoes. We use little tack nails onto the bottom of the feet.
Yeah, yeah.
Click, 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 click.
It's easy for like to keep track of the kids that way.
Exactly. My nephew was just in town, and he's one. He lost two pairs of shoes when he was out here.
Two pairs. Not just two individual shoes, but two full pairs.
But
that's impressive.
One by one. I found one of them outside my house.
It's not just a kid thing, too, because also on the highway. I had to avoid
like a Red Wing boot the other day on the highway.
Who just chucks a shoe out the window?
Or did somebody get hit and their shoe was
just
left?
One shoe?
Dang,
I don't know.
That's morbid.
Yeah, that's dark.
I don't know. Why is there just one shoe?
It's never a pair of shoes.
It's
always a story with the highway shoe.
Or you get such velocity, your shoes fly.
Oh
off?
No, that
oh,
happens.
It happens.
My friend got hit by a car.
Holy moly!
And it hit him out of his shoe. It knocked him out of his shoes, and he hit a telephone pole.
Ow.
And was in a coma for 3 weeks.
Oh my god!
And then
god.
He died, right?
No, he but the worst thing was his chick was cheating on him the whole time.
He went to the
store to go get her some cigarettes.
Oh no!
What? Oh, he was going to the
on
store
a skate,
to get this
he was on a
cheating?
Skateboard. And got hit by a car, and both his shoes flew off.
How old was he?
Probably 23, 24.
Okay. That's an appropriate skateboard age. If it was one of your current friends who's like 37 on a skateboard, you're like, all right, man, come on.
Wait,
but you can get
no
knocked
age
up.
That you can stop. Look at Tony Hawk. He's out here 46.
And he just broke his arm.
He just messed himself up, man. There is an age. There's an age for that sort of stuff.
And he's the best.
Yes, he's the best.
Like, and he's still.
Ever, and still he's breaking hips and stuff.
But he's doing thing he loves, Dave.
Good for him. Sarah said, my kid told me you'll never be skinny like me. The reason I'm not skinny is because of you, you little brat.
And guess what? This is your future.
Yeah, right? This is genetics. Look at it. Take a hard look.
This is where you're headed.
I inherited this, and I passed it on to you.
Aaron said, I had a kid tell me that I was crusty. Like, what does that even mean?
Oh, that's the best insult ever.
Yeah, our buddy,
called somebody crusty.
Our buddy Matt in San Diego said, I had a kid call me a turd. I haven't been called that since elementary school. How do I respond to that?
You know what? Kids have top-tier insults. I need to start writing some of these down.
Big Ed said, I was at the Galleria Mall. I was walking by and heard this little girl say, that guy is ugly AF. Like, what the hell, kid?
I mean, like, at what point do you start, like,
listening?
Do you
got a picture of Big Ed over there?
Yeah. Well, no.
Is he ugly?
His profile's private. Oh. I can't really tell from the profile picture. Robin said, my 5-year-old daughter told everyone within earshot that the reason that we shop at the dollar store is because, quote, mommy is broke, with the emphasis added. Guess who didn't get a treat on that trip to the dollar store? Andy said, more funny than rude, but while we were at a small family engagement a couple of weeks back, I was asked by a family friend, do you have a girlfriend? And before I could respond, my little niece started choking up next to me because she was laughing so hard that I've been asked if I had a girlfriend. And then everyone else sitting at the table also laughed that that had just happened.
Because what are the odds that Uncle Andy had an actual girlfriend, real life girlfriend? Dang.
Armando said, my 4-year-old nephew came up to give me a hug goodbye in front of all my family and friends, and he just ran up and punched me straight in the nuts instead.
So, I don't know if you guys ever did this, but like thinking back upon the things that we did as young people and kids, and like I still feel so bad years later. My dad had this old Volvo. It was a Volvo station wagon, and it was white. But, you know, growing up in the Midwest, it was
rusted out
and had like black spots, so we called it like the cow car.
The cow car.
But when he had to take me to school, and this is such a dick move on my part, I'm like, drop me off.
Make him drop you off around the corner. Yeah, my mom had an old beater, an old Toyota Corolla, and I didn't want her to drop me off in front of school because I was worried that my friends would see. Which, what kind of awful friends am I even worried about at that point?
Yeah,
would see that my mom drives an old beater. That's just so mean.
It is the mean. It's like you're like,
when you think back on that, you're just like, I am so sorry.
My mom would lock the doors, force me to go up to like the car rider line, and she had like a white minivan at the time.
Hell,
she was like
yes.
a soccer mom.
Good for your mom.
And she would
Screw
roll
you,
down
kid.
The windows blasting like 50 Cent like in the club, like on purpose trying to embarrass me. My mom would never ever drop me off far away. She was like purposely trying to embarrass me.
Man. Bobby Ann said, as a young adult, I worked at a skating rink and I didn't wear makeup one day, and one of the regular little brats looked at me and said, what happened to your face? And finally,
it's cold.
Beardly on Instagram said, my baby cousin told me I was going to die slowly alone because I wouldn't give her candy.
What the heck?
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yo, dummies. Hey, it's Ben Jammin. You guys are awesome. Now that I know that you're the Samford and Sons of radio shows with your junk pile in the backyard, makes me laugh even harder. Oh, yeah, and I challenge you to a pull-up contest. All three of you. Sick. All right. Keep doing what you're doing, you weirdos.
Message deleted.
I mean, I'll take being the Samford and Son of radio. That's, I mean, Red Fox was hilarious.
What was he talking about, the junk pile in the radio?
Well, that's what, you know, in the back of Samford and Son, he ran a junkyard.
No, but what does that have to do with us? Do we have a junkyard?
I mean, was he being mean?
Do we have a junkyard?
No, he's saying we got junk in our trunk.
Oh, junk in our trunk. Yeah. Oh, we got big old booties. That's the donk-a-donks.
All of us squat.
Punchable ass.
Except for Ian.
Yeah, Ian doesn't squat.
I've been working on my squats.
Ian does pull-ups, though.
I did 25 yesterday, just to show you guys.
No, you didn't.
Did you take video of it?
No, I didn't take video
of it. Swear on your cat's lives.
So inappropriate.
Swear on your cat's lives.
Swear on my cat's lives.
You did 25 pull-ups yesterday.
And I ran 2 miles, and I did lat presses.
I hope your cats die today.
Lat
presses. Who the hell would say, I hope your dad dies today, Dave. There you go.
Man, you know my grandma just died.
I don't care. At this point, I don't care.
You don't care.
You just told me I hope my cats
die. You just did because you just swore on their lives.
I did 25 pull-ups.
You ran 2 miles, too?
I ran a mile, and then I did some lat presses as well.
You just said you ran 2 miles.
I didn't know.
And did 25 pull-ups.
Mahoney just doesn't listen to me. It's fine.
I heard.
25. 25. 25. Ian's on it. I'm doing 30 next week. That's my goal.
Wait, that's awesome, though. If you're being honest.
He's not being honest. He's a liar.
I'm being completely honest. Like, all the way outstretched. Arms outstretched.
Really?
25.
Why don't you just go ahead and take a video of it, then?
Because I don't want to be that creep who's videoing.
No, have your girlfriend
already
do it.
It's amazing. You're already that creep wearing a jean jacket and 3 pairs of shorts doing pull-ups.
Dave, I wore shorts.
A single pair?
Yeah,
and no shirt? And no shirt?
I wanted to take my shirt off after I ran. I was so sweaty. But I didn't want to be that guy either. I'm very self-conscious.
What do you mean?
Why
beautiful yesterday.
Why are you out there doing all these pull-ups and running? Like, are you on?
Because I'm going to be the guy at the end of 2021, after you guys have all given up on your healthy year, that I'm just going to be just so ripped, but I'm going to be the one who's most quiet about it. So like that's my goal. Like I'm just trying to undermine you guys.
That's going really well. You just for no reason bragged that you did 25 pull-ups yesterday, and then told me you hope my dad dies.
Also, to circle back to why we are the Samford and Son of radios. Heidi said y'all said there was a mattress and some other junk in the hallway. That's true.
Oh,
okay.
It is cluttered with junk.
I was like, that guy hates us.
Benjamin?
I
like
really
that guy.
Feeling him a feels
his name's
about
Benjamin.
It.
Benjamin.
Benjamin.
Yeah.
Is that, that sounds like a porn star name, right?
A porn star name or some dude in a Sublime cover band, one of the two.
The porn movie in The Big Lebowski was called Log Jammin'.
Yeah, okay.
Log Jamming. I don't think I like the name of that. That sounds like a porn star name.
That was the name of the movie.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
Yuck.
The senator said in our chat, Dave's just mad he can't do one pull-up. I can do one
pull-up.
All
of us here could do one pull-up.
Okay,
one
so I have one of those things that go onto the door, like the door frame.
Yeah, yeah.
Today, whenever I get home, I'm going to try and do 25, Ian, and I'm going to tag you, and we're going to see.
25.
We're going to see. It's
I can do two.
It's the Beachbody starter kit, you know, when you decide that you're going to do the workout at home.
Dude, I've seen so many of the door frames break from
me
that.
Me too. I love those videos.
Like, I love those never videos. Do that.
Ooh, well, maybe that'll happen and I'll get some clout from it.
If you
we can only hope.
If you just break your spine on the internet,
like, awesome,
people will be
awesome.
Like, oh, I remember
or
that girl.
Or a cheek has to pop out, you know. Yeah. You can't, like,
a cheek ass?
A cheek has to pop out.
I thought you said a cheek ass. Like, it was like you reversed ass cheek.
He's so distraught over Ian.
So I know some of you have siblings, but is there a sibling that is for sure the standout favorite for you? What about your parents?
Message deleted.
No,
I'm the favorite.
No, you can't say you're the favorite. It's a.
No, I know I'm the favorite child.
No, it's not about. Do you have a favorite sibling?
No.
Lies.
Everyone has a favorite.
I have no favorites.
Of course I have a favorite sibling, and her name is Madison. Madison, you listen in Appleton, Wisconsin. 96.9 The Fox, shout out to you and the station.
But doesn't your brother and his entire
your brother
fire
also listens with his entire work crew.
Yeah, whatever, screw him. In
Wow.
I love you, Madison. You're the best.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Now, you must choose between either these two movies to see, and you can't say none. You have to pick one. Which movie would you rather see be made? A movie with Megan Fox and MGK in a remake of Natural Born Killers?
Oof.
Or would you rather watch a movie starring MGK and Pete Davidson where they play Beavis and Butthead?
Oh, my God.
Message deleted.
Oh, those are why would you ruin two just classic pieces of, Americana?
I mean, you hate Machine Gun Kelly more than almost anyone that I know.
For no reason, really. What do you mean? Because he's a talentless hack? Yeah.
I don't know about that.
What are you talking about?
His album's doing really great. All of his songs,
all he's
all
doing
singles.
Is ripping off Blink-182 in a really crappy way.
It's working for him.
Because 12-year-old girls will like anything.
I mean, you're wearing Brooks Beast, a pair of track pants, and a Tommy Bahama shirt. I don't know if you're the barometer of what's cool and what works.
You know what? I'm still cooler than MGK.
You're not, though.
I am.
You're not, though.
I am.
You're not.
I am. And to answer the question, I would rather jump off a cliff. I would break my jumping rule and jump off a cliff if I had to
Machine
watch
Machine Gun Kelly,
those.
If you are listening, I will finance either one of those movies today just to get my homie to jump off of a cliff because he swore he would never jump again. And as he's plummeting to his death, he's going to be like, no!
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So vaccine shots are headed directly to pharmacies this week. The Biden administration will begin distributing the vaccine doses directly to retail pharmacies in an effort to expedite the vaccines across the country. 10.5 million doses will be distributed to states this week, up 5% from last week. Look, that makes it a lot easier for people. I mean, there's obviously these large sites like Dodger Stadium that was all up in the news last week because of what happened over the weekend. And, you know, stadiums, convention centers, ballrooms, all that stuff
is
fine.
Big empty spaces.
But what's even better than that is a Walgreens or a CVS because there's one on every corner.
Every corner.
They're all over the place, and people are accustomed to going to them. They obviously already do things like flu shots there. They have the people that can administer them. They're conveniently located. They're spread out all over the country. Great idea. Let's continue to ramp it up.
We just need more. Just keep them coming.
Yep.
So buy all the ones you can get your hands on.
Another screw up here from Tesla. So if you guys recall, there's a Tesla gaffe with security issues where people were getting locked out of their cars not too long ago.
Didn't that happen to like all Tesla owners or a majority of them?
Yeah, like their app went down. I remember I was at a restaurant and they had a Tesla charging station over there and there was like five people who couldn't get in their Teslas. It was the funniest thing
that
ever.
That sucks.
Loved it.
That sucks so hard. But this time, Tesla is going to recall 135,000 vehicles for failing touchscreens after the National Highway Safety Administration pressured the company, saying Failing backup cameras and other safety features pose risks of accidents. So the company will replace the media control unit screens in the Model S sedans that were manufactured between 2012 and 2018, which is a lot of cars, and the Model X between 2016 and 2018. The screen fails, the car's backup camera no longer visible to the driver. I mean, that's a big problem if
you
count on it.
Well, I mean, it is and it also isn't, because you can turn your neck. It's not like the brakes aren't working, but like your back, like if something was to fail on my car, I would say maybe the backup camera would probably be the least effective of my, you know, for my overall safety.
Yeah, the on button, I think, is the one of the most important features to continue to work. The, like you're saying, Mahoney, just turning your neck. What a first world problem to run into. Oh, God, I can't turn around. I can't see on the center console.
I am on board with the I can't believe I have to turn around. Because every time if I get a rental car or whatever and doesn't have a backup camera, I'm just like, how archaic I'm having to look over my shoulder. And yes, it's definitely a first world problem, but I get real accustomed just to looking down.
Like,
and
do you not look over your shoulder when you're changing lanes?
I don't barely even look unless it starts beeping now.
No way. Oh, you had the side beepers?
Yeah, man, it's got the little beepers. It's very convenient.
Oh, my gosh. You're reckless out there.
I am. So Morgan Wallen, boy, what an idiot this guy is. You know, one of the hottest country stars right now. And if you recall, he's the same guy that was going to be on Saturday Night Live, and then they canceled his appearance. He ended up redoing it later, but it's because he was at that party, at a college party,
making out
with a bunch of people, you know, during the middle of a pandemic. Everyone frowns on that. Well, now he has stepped in it once again, and this time he has come out and said, I am embarrassed and I am sorry, after a whole bunch of radio stations around the country have dropped his music. They say potentially permanently.
Which is insane because...
He's the number one.
Not insane. Warranted, but crazy because he is, like you said, number one, multiple songs on the top charts, just released a brand new album.
Nobody has done this.
He's in power.
Since Garth Brooks... in the 90s, just to give you an idea. I mean, there's a lot of country artists who obviously are big and have had huge success. Nobody has done what he has done since the 90s in Garth Brooks.
But the reason he's being dropped by all the station is because he said some dumb racist stuff.
Yeah, he said that I used an unacceptable and inappropriate racial slur that I wish I could take back. There are no excuses for this type of language ever. I want to sincerely apologize for using the word. I promise to do better.
Are you...
sorry?
Yeah, this is what rings to me. You're sorry that somebody recorded you,
like,
and it got out.
Every celebrity who ever gets caught, I'm sorry that I got caught, and now I'm facing repercussions for my actions. Oops. Like, I'm glad, honestly, that he's actually starting to face some consequence, because whenever all that stuff happened during COVID and he was making out with all these sorority girls at the University of Alabama, and he ended up getting back on SNL, there were no repercussions for that.
Yeah, right.
He was sorry. Yep. You just released a new album. You're still really popular. Let's have you back on.
Yep.
Now he can finally face something and hopefully learn his lesson. We'll see.
So Golden Globe nominations just rolled out, and as far as the movies that... ranked up there for dramas, The Father, Mank, Nomadland, Promising Young Woman, The Trial of the Chicago 7. That is the only one that I've even heard
Mank
of.
Mank is the only one I've seen.
What's
on there.
Mank?
It's about the guy who screenwrote Citizen Kane, or worked alongside Orson Welles making it, and it's Gary Oldman, so it's a really, really good movie, but it's a movie about Hollywood, and we know that Hollywood loves movies about Hollywood, but it is really good because Gary Oldman's good. So, but I haven't seen any of the other ones.
For television, drama, The Crown.
Okay.
Lovecraft County, or country rather. The Mandalorian.
Hell yeah.
Which for drama makes sense.
It was kind of. There was some drama.
Have you heard that they might not include Baby Yoda in the next season at all?
His name is Grogu.
His name is Baby Yoda. I don't care what you say. It's Baby Yoda.
Grogu.
It is Baby Yoda.
Yeah, I think I would be okay with that.
I'm not.
Because then when there is finally, when they finally do reunite, then it'll be a very emotional moment. And it's like, but if it's just like two episodes into the next season, you're like,
the chemistry between Mando and...
Dude, he's got to become Baby Yoda.
It's the whole show.
The whole show. And yeah. I want to see what Boba Fett does.
Well, there's going to be a Boba Fett spinoff.
Yes,
the other two in drama for the Golden Globes, Ozark and Ratched.
Ooh.
Ozark and The Mandalorian, easily my favorite two out of that.
Yeah.
I think The Crown's going to take it.
No, the Crown probably will win. I think Ozark should win.
I think Ozark
should win.
Is the next season, or the last season. As far as comedy or musical, Emily in Paris.
I feel
not
like
really
every
that funny.
Girl, I mean, I just feel like this was the year of just like meh.
That was a
movies,
movie?
And
no,
that
no,
was
it's,
a meh
it's,
thing.
It's
that
a series on Netflix.
I've seen that.
But yeah,
about a girl
I didn't think it was
goes,
that funny.
You know every person who traveled abroad
yes.
and then they came back and with just they, this like accent? Hoity-toity yeah. like sense yeah. of entitlement? That's the whole show.
I may have to watch that. That sounds good.
But she gets a lot of Instagram followers on the way, and it yes. actually tracks how many followers she has.
She becomes a travel blogger.
So there's a new show on a new documentary on HBO Max
yeah.
about making people like fake famous.
Oh, I saw something about that.
I watched
yeah.
the preview last night. I'm watching it today when I get home. It looks so good.
That's on HBO?
Yeah, just about all the fake influencers and yeah. fake follow and just
buying the numbers
like a company just said, can we do this and make three nobodies into Instagram influencers and stars?
And of course they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it worked?
According to the preview, it looks really good.
So okay, so comedy or musical, Emily in Paris, The Flight Attendant, which is I think an Apple Plus
HBO,
original.
HBO
That's
Max.
An HBO one? Okay. The Great, never even heard of
nope.
that. Schitt's Creek, which yes. is wonderful. And I'm so happy about this. Ted Lasso.
There you go, Dave. Your boy Jason Sudeikis, too. He's also getting enough.
He needs a little bounce back.
Is that
man.
A one-and-done season, or is there going to be multiple?
No, there's more seasons.
So I feel like Schitt's Creek is going to end up getting
But Schitt's Creek just won everything last year.
But this is the last season, yeah. too. So.
So then they're just going to... See, this is what I don't like about like the politics of Hollywood, is that they always do like this bowing out. Like, here are all of your awards on the final season.
I don't mind that. Like, if
also, why are they ending Schitt's Creek? Like, stop that,
came
man.
To,
yeah,
came
it's
to a,
pretty
came
good.
To a,
yeah.
out on top.
Like, just
go out
stop
on top.
Yeah. On top. Eugene Levy didn't do anything between American Pie and Schitt's Creek.
What are you
that
talking
any,
about?
That
he
anyone
was in like
cared
a
about.
Thousand things.
And nobody cared about any of them.
And also, Dave, I take Name offense two. That you did not mention that Perry Mason was also nominated for a Golden Globe. Best show on television.
A Golden Globe?
Yeah.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present the Missed Connection Inspection.
So the Missed Connection Inspection is something that we do on a regular basis, and it's our duty to make sure that these posts get out. These are people looking for love, and Mahoney, many years ago, we took a solemn oath that we would help to further people in finding love and getting laid.
Dave,
and that's what we do. We scour through the internet, go through Craigslist, and we find all these posts, and boy, does it work wonders.
I mean, mostly because this was us at one point in time when we were single and looking to mingle.
This one is entitled Bojangles.
Oh, God.
You Almost Hit Me. And it's just one line.
Oh, I thought they were talking about the chicken.
Just wanted to say you're a cutie, the person who almost ran into me. Let me know what you were driving when you almost plowed into my car. If you want to say hello, smiley face.
Wait, was this at a Bojangles?
It was at a Bojangles, yeah.
Yes, it was.
I mean, is there any, like, I want to recreate
I think it was at a Bojangles, unless it was her name, unless Bojangles almost ran into him.
It was at a Bojangles.
My wife being a vegetarian has ruined this fantasy for me, because instead of, like, the Lady and the Tramp eating spaghetti, I would like to do it over a bucket of chicken, where we're both just, like, gnawing on a thigh. And then we slowly come together and kiss, and then are covered in the gravy.
Your wife doesn't eat meat.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying she ruined that fantasy for me.
Oh, so you're thinking about leaving her?
I mean, maybe.
You could still do gravy alone. In a
because you can't
a vegetarian
do
fantasy.
Impossible. Just do an Impossible Burger.
Like a fake gravy?
No. You had the fake chicken. Fake chicken is garbage.
This one's entitled Near Flea Market / Train Tracks. Hi, we met a while back. I was interested in hanging out again. I enjoyed watching videos. So you just met somebody near a flea market. And some train tracks, and watch some videos together.
Plopped on down and watch some YouTube.
Any?
Yeah.
I don't think it was YouTube.
You think
maybe,
this was adult movies?
Red Tube? Oh yeah.
Really?
Yeah. This.
Who just like? Who just like looks for someone on Craigslist after watching a couple regular movies?
I mean, finding like a movie buddy is really tough. I mean, I'm thankful that I have a movie buddy in my life.
This one is Fishing with Dynamite. Here, it's just entitled "Girl and Her Dog." Looking for a girl and her dog, will invest in her business.
What business?
It's illegal in every state. Like, please,
investing in somebody's business
don't
in that
do
way.
That. Don't.
Would you date somebody just for their dog?
Would I date someone for their dog?
Just for their dog?
Just for
no.
their dog?
No.
Like, if you really like the dog, but you kind of dislike them?
That's not a euphemism, is it?
No. Okay. No, I'm not talking to, like an actual dog.
Oh, like an actual dog, not their pooch.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. No. Out. Thanks. This one, a little heads up for everyone listening in Louisville this morning. Note, all of the orgies we manage in Louisville are on hold for a while. We have decided to stay safe due to the recent COVID-19
Wait,
numbers.
Just now?
Just now.
A year later.
Here we are a year later in February.
Orgies are off.
Orgies are off. And keep our Louisville orgies canceled for a bit longer. We're on a let's see what happens schedule,
Fair enough.
Not looking good until possibly March sometime. In the meantime, we are still highly suggesting that everyone... past, future, and current guests operate on a more one-on-one basis rather than a group thing. Thank you for the patience and understanding.
Who posted? I mean, is there a name of somebody who posted this?
No, no names whatsoever.
And it did get flagged, so good catch, Ian, getting this before it got pulled down.
Wait, are they COVID deniers?
What I'm really curious about here is that they said that they highly suggest that everyone, past, future, and current guests, do you have an orgy going on right now?
Is that what's happening in
Louisville? Do you have a house full of people all? Okay, good thing you posted this.
But also they say they manage multiple orgies, which, I mean, like, is that like...
That's a lot of work.
It seems like, are you getting paid for that?
The orgy underground.
Are you doing it for the love of the sport?
Yeah, I mean, who manages an orgy? It's literally a cluster F.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So we touched on this earlier, but it bears repeating. They're talking about not having Grogu, a.k.a. Baby Yoda, in season number 3 of The Mandalorian. And Mahoney says he's fine with this.
Yeah, it'll just make the reuniting even more emotional.
It adds all of the context, because otherwise Mando is just a bounty hunter. I mean,
well,
he's
got
a
other things
bounty.
Going to happen in season 3. They were set up at the end of season 2.
You know what I hope that they don't continue on in season 3?
What?
Is this whole he can't take his helmet off thing.
Well, he took his helmet off a couple times.
He took it off a couple of times, but it was like this whole, like, I can't take it off.
But aren't you always kind of like, when he does take it off, you're like, oh, yeah, that's Pedro Pascal.
I know, and Pedro Pascal is awesome and handsome.
If he doesn't have his mustache, I don't recognize him.
But he needs the mustache.
He has to have the mustache.
And it's a creepy mustache, but it totally works for him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because him clean-shaven in Wonder Woman was garbage. I'm like, had he had the mustache, it would have been great. And we all forget, he was in Game of Thrones with the mustache. And that mustache looked good in Game of Thrones.
And the Equalizer, too. Let's not forget that wonderful movie, The Equalizer.
2?
Yeah, I think it was in the sequel.
Isn't there going to be a series on television with Queen Latifah taking over like Denzel's role?
Yes.
I'm in on that.
Queen Latifah.
I mean, Natalie's over here in the chat talking smack. She said, Dave, you are such a fake-ass Star Wars fan.
No,
Natalie, first off, you're 19 years old. I don't want to hear it from you about Star Wars. Secondly, I mean, I grew up on Star Wars. I love Star Wars. But, I mean, there's been a million Star Wars as of late. It's turned into, it's franchised.
You know,
they're
talking about reconning the trilogy sequel, which is crazy. They're like, we're going to be like, we're just going to pretend that didn't happen.
Yeah.
And we're going to start over, maybe bring Han Solo back.
I'm mad at it.
Dead?
No, I mean, reconning is like pretending like they're just reconstructing the history of what happened. Like, this didn't happen.
No.
I think they should, because the trilogy sequels were garbage.
You're not wrong.
The prequels,
in fact,
were better.
Can we take this a step further?
Just everything that had to do with the Sith Lords and Snoke, which we're getting so nerdy right now. But I did not like how Snoke just had no plot.
Well, and then
he was
there
just
gone.
And then he died. Yes.
And then, like, all of a sudden.
And everything about Rey's family.
Yeah, garbage.
Can we, I mean, I know there's a lot of revisionist history that happens just in general in our country. Can we just all agree that Hayden Christensen is not a thing?
They're bringing him back.
Can we just eliminate Hayden Christensen forever from everything?
0%.
No, he does not exist.
I think
he ruined it.
His emotion was the reason why he became Darth Vader.
Stop
it's
it.
Why he was able to go over to the dark side.
He was such a terrible actor. Atrocious.
I think he's gotten better.
I think that he is worse than Colin Hanks was in Dexter. That's how bad Hayden Christensen
is. That is a terrible take.
Dave. Colin Hanks redeemed himself with season 1 of Fargo.
Yes, he did.
So I think Hayden Christensen could redeem himself coming back in the Obi-Wan series that's coming to Disney Plus.
All of episode
3,
only
reason
did we
I
just
hope that
forget
he comes back?
Whenever he went to the dark side and was just like murking younglings and just came out and was like fighting Obi-Wan and got half of his body burned, and then the last 5 minutes of the entire thing when he pops out as Darth Vader, that was one of the coolest things ever. No, bad take.
Terrible,
he's
terrible, terrible. You
no.
are garbage as a person.
Well, we can all agree that the Mandalorian.
How dare you act like Hayden Christensen is the best part of the Star Wars universe?
Yes.
Stop it. You are canceled.
He's not the
you
best thing of the. No, he's not the best thing of the Star Wars universe.
What you just said is unforgivable.
But Darth Vader's type.
Oh, you are the worst.
Team Sith, I bet you're a freaking Jedi over there.
I would like to see some more Darth Maul.
Yeah.
You like Luke Skywalker, a little whiny. So whiny.
Adrian said, go off, Audrey.
Yes, thank
up.
You.
Shut up.
Thank you.
In our chat, Jade had said Hayden Christensen was a fine Anakin, moody and hot.
He was so moody. That's the whole point of how he was able to go to the dark side.
Marconi
he was not
said
able to
Hayden Christensen is the
emotions.
Wonder Woman 1984 of actors. You're damn right he is.
Okay.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Lazy. Easy Bones Mahomes.
Do I have to?
So these are all real facts from behind the scenes. Mahoney's wife is kind enough to share how incredibly lazy he is when he is away from the cameras and the radio and everything else. Even though he's being much more active than he has in years past, he still does things that are very lazy.
Well, efficient, Dave.
Sure, whatever you want to call it. Guillermo is joining us this morning. Hey, Guillermo, how's it going, man?
Good morning, everybody. Good. I'm happy to be here.
So you've been listening to the show for a long time now, and you have a grasp on how lazy Mahoney can be.
Efficient.
Or efficient, sure. So Ian is going to read these facts to us, and then I'm going to make a guess, and Audrey's going to make a guess, and so are you. And we can all decide on the same one, or we can end up in different places. Either way, we're just trying to pinpoint which one is not real about Mahoney's laziness, which is difficult to do because all of them sound like they should be made up. Ian, are you ready to take it away?
I am so ready. Just letting you guys know, since starting reading these, Ian has gone 0 for 3 in Lazy Bones Mahomes. So this is very tough. All of these very ridiculous. This is Lazy Bones Mahomes. Time ain't on his side. Okay. Story number one, Mahoney is actually fairly good at math, which I know is surprising to hear based on how he looks, dresses, speaks, lives, etc. Despite his ability to add, subtract, multiply, and divide with the best of them, he still struggles with calculating time, duration, intervals, estimation, all of it. Case in point, the other day I asked Mahoney what time it was because I had an email I needed to send at 5 p.m. He replied it was 4, so you know I didn't need to rush. Turns out it was 4:36. Somehow, he turned that into 4 in his mind, so my email got sent at 5:42, or should I say 5.
That sounds very accurate to me. It just seems like such an incredibly lazy thing to do where she goes, what time is it? And he looks at the first number and then just stops.
Learn how to round.
No, man. I round in your favor or in my favor all the time. I mean,
it is
this.
4 o'clock.
Yes.
It is not 4 o'clock.
It was 4 o'clock.
It's 4:36.
No, but it was that in is the not 4 o'clock hour.
4 o'clock
I
is
said four.
4 o'clock is between 3:56 and 4:04. Otherwise, specify.
Trying to get more stuff done, or were you trying to like make it to where like she wanted to hang out with you for a little
while?
We were
getting ready to go do an extra lap walking.
Oh, see, so you wanted
Guillermo,
to do 4 o'clock.
You see what's going on? Yep. These dorks agree on Star Wars, and all of a sudden they agree on everything.
Everything.
Does that sound?
You're supposed to round. You're supposed to round to the nearest 10.
Right.
So
it could be 4:40.
You do 5.
It's too much work.
Yeah, it could be 4:30 or it could be 4:40, which would be more accurate.
You're off by half an hour.
More than half an hour. You rounded the wrong way.
That's criminal.
Yeah, you're past the bottom of the hour. All right, on to number two.
All right, story number two. Mahoney's commitment to eating at home is truly admirable, and I sincerely applaud him. Mm-hmm. And while eating at home is simple, that doesn't mean it's always easy. We have a very complicated piece of machinery in our kitchen called the microwave. Mahoney tries to use it as infrequently as possible because each time he uses it, it results in a barrage of profanity, and then he usually gives up and goes to find something that can be heated up on the stove or in the Brava. Most recently, Mahoney attempted to cook in Amy's bowl in the microwave, but it called for cooking on half power. He didn't even try to figure it out and instead called me into the kitchen to help him. After I showed him how, he shrugged and said, "Baby, I'm sorry, but I can't take the time to read the manual like you."
Why is there a 4-button sequence that I have to use to get to half power? And also, why is there a timer and time cook? Like, and why, like, you know, if you should be able to detect that there's food in the microwave. You put the timer on, you hit it go, and then it just the timer cooks down and it doesn't cook it?
What did you even just say?
I just blacked out. I couldn't keep up.
Microwave speak, man.
I can imagine you saying exactly that on the customer service line for your microwave, and they're like, "What do you want, sir?
When have you ever had to use a half
sir,
power for anything?
This
on your
is
microwave?
A Wendy's. Can you leave us alone, please?"
Your spicy chicken nuggets are dry.
I believe that one.
Yeah, Sky said, "Who doesn't know how to use a microwave?" That does sound very true as well.
Half power? You know how to do it? Oh, all of a sudden you're a microwave expert.
I don't know how to half power my
I don't either.
Microwave.
No, I also wouldn't get
well,
something that requires
efficient.
Half power. That's not efficient.
She got it for me.
All right, Ian, give us number 3.
Story number 3. Mahoney purchased us a subscription to Apple Fitness so we could supplement his healthy eating with some exercise,
oh,
too.
Yeah.
We've been testing out the different workouts, including the high-intensity intervals, strength, core, and even yoga. He's found that he prefers the strength workouts,
yeah.
As we do a 10-minute session together each night. Aw.
I don't like it.
The problem is, last night he accidentally selected a 20-minute workout, and about halfway through, he realized what he had done. Instead of pushing himself and powering through, he sat down on the floor while I kept working out because, quote, "Baby, I only committed to 10 minutes. I can't break my word."
That's so
that
true.
Is Lazy Bones Mahone.
As if you've taken an oath to a 10-minute workout. All right. So, Guillermo, what's your guess? Only one of them is fake.
One of them is fake, yeah. Believe it or not.
I'm torn between one and three because I know three, he doesn't use his Peloton. So that's believable. But he might have worked out more than he said. Number one, I've never heard him about time or anything. So, but maybe he just took a glance at the four and just said four. So that's probably true. So I'm between one and three.
I've been working out on Apple Fitness. We everybody here can track.
Yes, we can track. But you know what? I just feel like
I feel like number two is fake.
I feel like number two is fake because I just can't believe that you and all of your food knowledge, Guy's Grocery Games, I don't feel like you would let Guy Fieri down. And
I've been using my Brava way more often.
I don't think that your wife would buy you something that required extra steps in the microwave, like you reading a manual.
Yeah. Well, I bought it for her, and then I was eating it because I didn't want to cook anything.
Well, that's why I believe number two.
Yeah.
That's why I believe number two, because it takes a lot of steps. So it's not efficient if you have to take a lot of steps.
I think you would have looked at the packaging and realized it took a little bit of work and then not even messed with it.
True.
I think number two is fake.
I'm going to number... Yeah.
And the thing about the workout is I don't believe that you would have allowed your wife to select the 20 minutes up front. I think that you would have put the kibosh on that, and you would have done the whole spiel about how I've committed mentally to 10 minutes and blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
But never would you... never would you have allowed there to be a... What's that, Guillermo?
You have to take into consideration that Ian just said he's 0-3, so he might have also picked number 2 and been wrong.
Oh.
I don't tell you guys what I pick.
I'm sticking with my answer number 2. Audrey, you're saying number 2 as well?
Uh-huh.
All right, Guillermo, your final answer is what?
3.
Number three, okay. The workout one.
Okay, Dave, Audrey, Guillermo, all three of you.
Oh, crap.
Are incorrect.
Oh, no.
Number one?
Number one was the lie.
How?
She said, but only because I would never rely on him for time-sensitive tasks. He really did shorten 4:36 to 4, though. He's a monster.
Oh, so it was right. That's all three of them are right.
She didn't ask him.
No, but she did ask him. She just didn't count on him. She just double-checked it.
So it was technically he did all three things.
Yes, you were just... There wasn't even a fake one in there. Damn it.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So the fallout is real for a couple of former music stars at this point, or maybe still music stars. We'll see. But radio stations around the country, the three biggest broadcasters in the country, have all come out and announced that Morgan Wallen has been dropped. Of course, Marilyn Manson has also been dropped all over the place. So his record label has basically come out and said, we're not going to do anything with his new album. We're going to go ahead and just cut that right now. He also got dropped by his talent agency, CAA, which is
one of the biggest
agencies in the country. And I imagine that finding a new agency, it's not like you go, okay, well, I'm going to leave CAA and just go over to William Morris or something like that when, you know, you have this stigma around you. Marilyn Manson did come out with a statement. This is the whole thing about with Rachel Evan Wood coming out and saying that her and
four other people.
It's not just her, but she's the highest profile one.
Certainly,
she's
the one you would know.
She's been alluding to this for a long time and now has finally come out and said that it's Marilyn Manson that did it. He said, obviously, my art and my life have long been magnets for controversy, but these recent claims about me are horrible distortions of reality. My intimate relationships have always been entirely consensual with like-minded partners, regardless of how and why others are now choosing to misrepresent the past. That is the truth.
Hey, sorry, Brian, but you got a pretty long track list of some pretty questionable events in your life. So
yeah.
How about you just shut up?
If you're pulling out a gun on someone who you love.
If you're talking about smashing their skull on a regular basis with a sledgehammer, that's not healthy.
No.
That's not okay.
That's even a demented, twig, psychopathic fantasy.
What is with all of the, like, the, I mean, for, the Marilyn Manson stuff doesn't surprise me. The Army Hammer stuff absolutely
that
did.
That one did, yeah.
That shocked me.
That sounds like that should have been something coming from Manson.
Right. Yeah. Like, you're talking about
weird
eating.
What line do you have to cross to even start to fantasize about any of this kind of weird,
I don't get it.
Aggressive, very aggressive stuff.
Yeah, it's gross.
But I mean, it's not aggressive in like even a sexual way.
No.
It's just aggressive in like a murderous way.
Murder.
Like, yeah, like can't you have like normal fantasies like
two chicks at the same time? Yeah.
Like wearing a nurse's outfit.
Yeah.
When did that lose its luster? Now we have to eat women.
Now we have to just smash them with sledgehammers and eat them.
Jeez.
Yeah, come on, man.
So these clowns getting canceled. I mean, go cry about it on Newsmax.
Yeah, Jaded said the cannibalism kink is a really messed up thing to me. Yeah,
yeah.
Is that even a kink?
It's not a kink.
Cannibalism kink is such a weird thing
that just came
out of our
mouth.
That's
not normal.
And
you know what? I know that you know it's 2021 and we're accepting of everyone and whatever, you know, whatever makes them feel good is yada, yada, yada. There are certain things that need to be shunned,
yep.
And eating other humans would be one of them.
Cannibalism, yeah. Abuse of
murder,
any kind.
Murder.
Yeah. Facts here.
So Amsterdam wants to move the red light district, which is interesting because this is kind of what Amsterdam is known for. They're saying that they are set to vote on whether to radically change its historic center to relocate the famed red light district to attract better quality tourists. Under the new plan that has been put forward, the mayor is hoping to turn the focus away from sex and drugs and make the inner city more livable for locals. The tours of the legal prostitution zone, which have been deemed disrespectful to sex workers by the deputy mayor, were already banned since April of last year.
So,
which is interesting. Why don't they just step
up security out there? That's, you know, I mean, the drug tourism has already slowed severely in Amsterdam, considering that it's legal.
You smoke weed anywhere?
Yeah. We got Apple stores of weed all over the U.S.
Yep.
at this point. So, you know, I mean, if they want to get rid of it completely, I don't agree with that. You know, I think if somebody is willing to and wanting to be a sex worker and it's being regulated, it's being taxed, it's being done safely, let adults do what they want.
What's amazing to me is that there's a whole subset of the population out there that says, well, it's terrible and it's wrong and it's criminal and yada yada. However, if you just put a camera there, then all of a sudden it's just an adult film.
And also, legal prostitution slows down the human trafficking that goes on.
Of course, because it's not all underground and being run by criminals. Yep.
Yes.
So have you guys seen the silhouette challenge that's going on?
I have not heard about
this. Are you going to say that they're the removing filter thing?
Yeah.
So
the silhouette challenge is a bunch of normally younger, very attractive women.
Okay.
But there's a filter that you put on, and a lot of these women are doing it while they're wearing either just underwear or nothing at all.
Oh, so you're still like to show your silhouette.
Just shows your silhouette.
So the challenge is essentially like you look like bummy, and you're like, oh, here's what I look
pants.
Bummy. And then all of a sudden the filter drops, and it's supposed to be like red light in the background, and it's just like Dave said a silhouette of you.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be like
sexy and dancing.
So it's like, here I am bummy, but look what I actually look like.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like hot and sexy.
So what's going on with this?
The problem is that there's a couple of YouTube videos that have been uploaded showing how to basically reverse that filter. So it strips away the silhouette filter and it just shows
them being naked.
You standing there dancing around naked. Or in some cases, even more aggressive if there's other things that you have in the shot or whatever it may be. And so there's a lot of people that are very upset about the fact that these creepy videos have been uploaded and they're allowed to still be there on YouTube showing how to remove this filter that just exposes these people. I get that there's like, maybe you shouldn't be doing that to begin with.
Yeah, maybe shouldn't.
Like, don't.
But still, I don't like that platform, though.
It's still a violation.
Because it's still absolutely a violation. Because one thing to put that out there, because the filter itself, you can't see anything. It's just like a shadow is what it looks
but
like.
But don't get naked in front of TikTok is probably
but
where
you're
you
not,
start,
but it
right?
doesn't even look like you're naked.
But you're giving TikTok a video of you naked.
So then what about OnlyFans then?
Well, OnlyFans is meant for that. Money.
I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like that.
No,
it's
we don't like it either.
Privacy,
but also,
I don't like the fact of saying don't get naked or reap the consequences.
Well, TikTok is known for ripping people's private information off to begin with. We talked about this in advance with you and TikTok.
I don't know. I don't like the
no, it's
the,
scummy, the, but you gotta like.
I don't trust any of these big tech companies, whether it's TikTok or Instagram or any of that stuff.
But it's not the tech company. It's the people who are finding out that you can remove the filter. Shame on them. Shame on TikTok also for stealing information.
For sure.
But it's not TikTok who's coming out here saying, ooh, look at this filter. You can remove it. Look at all these naked
girls.
But
they're putting the filter on there that can be removed.
Right.
Which,
I'm just saying that even like sending naked pictures.
It's the creators who made the filters.
Through Snapchat or through Instagram. Like, if you don't think that people that work at those companies have access to all of those pictures and videos and everything else.
They've proven that they have. Because
I think that we're tricking ourselves.
How many people
right?
have been fired and or even prosecuted for doing the going into their significant others or their exes accounts and pulling that stuff. It's if you don't like again, I don't agree with it, and I don't agree with the shaming aspect that goes along with it. But if you are very jet set about not having naked photos or naked videos of you, they don't put them on an app.
Yeah, I would agree with Audrey that, like, it's not about victim blaming here, because that's not fair to victim blame. But at the same time, everyone should just be more careful and aware of what these tech companies have done in the past, and I'm sure will do again.
Yes.
And TikTok is the scummiest of them all.
So Carol Baskin from Tiger King, she's got a very important message for everyone.
Did she do the silhouette challenge?
Oh, God, I hope so. No. Absolutely appalled, she said, that the NFL commissioner is going to allow fans at the Super Bowl. Quote, we are dealing right now with life or death on this planet, and I think every one of us should be doing our part to stay home. I don't disagree with her in the concept that people need to be careful.
Who's getting the quote? Who called Carol Baskin?
USA quotes. Today did.
Oh, gosh.
Like why?
You know what? We need to find out what Carol Baskin thinks about the Super Bowl.
Do you also know what the plan is for the Super Bowl? So they're going to have 22,000 fans there.
It's like 7,000 workers,
7,500 right? healthcare workers, yeah, who have all been vaccinated. So while I appreciate Carol Baskin weighing in, maybe we don't need her perspective on whether it's safe for healthcare workers to be able to go to the Super Bowl for free when they have been working their asses off for an entire year to try to save us.
Reach out maybe to the healthcare worker, somebody who is going to be able to get the opportunity to go to the Super Bowl. Like, there are so many things happening in 2021. I thought we left Carol Baskin back in 2020.
Carol Baskin, you bitch.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Don't you guys hate when you are fixing to do a good old-fashioned robbery and you realize, I don't have a gun. I don't have a knife. I don't even have a mag light with me.
No,
I need
club?
To use something in my car. I'm going to go with a headrest cover. That's what happened in Florida.
Are you going to poke somebody's eye out with the little metal poles?
A woman named Samantha Carlson went into a Dollar General at 8 a.m. on a Thursday. The 29-year-old wielded a gun, which ended up just being a headrest cover that she wrapped.
Dollar General opens at 8 a.m.?
I guess. She walked in. She had her hand over it and demanded money from the register and then left. Yeah. The employee saw a partial tag of the vehicle she drove in on, so that they found her about 30 minutes later. She admitted to the robbery, saying she is a drug addict and needed the money to pay bills. She has been charged with robbery with a firearm and violation of probation. They hit her with a charge for violating probation and robbery with a firearm when she didn't even have a firearm. She had a headrest cover.
I mean, she could have thrown it and put somebody's eye out with one of those.
True.
Also, again, why are you robbing a Dollar General? Everything's reasonably priced in there.
How much do you think they have in the register?
How much?
8 a.m. You got like $4 in there.
Maybe $100.
Maybe. A 75-year-old man in Florida has been charged with exposing himself to a sales associate while looking for a mattress at a Sleep Number store.
Oh, God.
Eric Jacobs of Fort Myers, who again is 75, was indicted this month on one felony count of exposing his junk and lewdness. It occurred last October while he was hanging out in the Sleep Number store. The female sales associate told investigators that he walked in on October 10th looking for a mattress. During the conversation, he would climb in and out of the beds. When he did this, he would slowly and in an exaggerated fashion spread his legs open. Jacobs, who reported that he was wearing very short running shorts and no underwear, allegedly exposed his junk while making the movements. The store worker told police that she felt uncomfortable during the action. Jacobs did this behavior several times during their interaction. And he also asked what the best number for sex was.
Oh.
And Jacobs told police that he was at the store shopping for a mattress for his RV. According to the authorities, the indictment was elevated to felony because he was convicted of open and gross lewdness back in 1993. So not the first time. If convicted on a new felony charge, 3.5 to 7 years in prison and a $4,000 fine.
So
put your dingle dangle away, you 75-year-old
creep. Nobody wants
to
see a random dong to begin with. And I can tell you this, nobody wants to see a random 75-year-old dong. Also, how are you 75 and you are that horned up that you are going to expose yourself in a mattress store?
I don't even know if you could even say he was probably horned up. I bet it was very limp.
Oh, for sure.
Pew.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
I don't even know if I would want to see it unlimp either.
Well, I mean, I don't think I want to see 75-year-old genitals. Period.
I'm good.
Male, female.
If I live to be that old, which I probably won't, I will put a shelf.
Yeah,
like directly over.
Actually, a shelf is a good idea. Yeah, would you like a refreshment?
You know what? I feel like I would do the exact opposite of what this guy would ever think that would happen if he were to flash his thing at a mattress store, and I would just get a camera out. I'd be like,
oh boy,
gotta zoom in.
Little raisin.
So sometimes, Sometimes you got to learn the hard way. A man and a woman were rescued from the water off of Connecticut at the height of the snowstorm earlier this week. The couple was doing donuts in a parking lot in the harbor when their pickup truck slid and plunged into the Long Island Sound. Oh, the female passenger able to climb out of the truck. The male passenger could not get out. Responding firefighters in cold water rescue suits jumped into the water to help the woman climb onto a tower ladder that they suspended over the water. The truck became completely submerged. The firefighter was able to pull the trapped driver through a small open rear window. Nearly died. Didn't. But, I mean, there is a picture of the truck submerged, and basically just the rear tail light is still sticking out, and that's it.
I mean, who wouldn't want to do some donuts, though?
I feel like I'm too old for that.
Well, now. I mean, then.
I mean, not in your car now, because it's like, you know, fixing something on your car.
Yeah,
now.
I know that I'm going to just run into a curb. It's not even going to be a cool donut.
Like an 89 Ford Escort pony.
I'm a little jealous every time I see those dudes at like a county fair and the smash up derbies and like one of those big badass old school station wagons
with
a
rear
facing seat.
That's the key.
You're damn right. The thing turns into a huge battering ram. Yep. You don't mess up your engine. And those big old station wagons, man, you put some mud tires on one of those things. Bug out. Here I come.
If you are going to do donuts in the snow, don't do it near the harbor.
We always did it with, this is so trashy. It was always like somebody's like Honda Civic with a spoiler on the back of their car.
Of course it was. Because you could whip those things around.
Yeah, they weighed nothing, so they could just glide.
Nothing. And we would go to the Taco Bell parking lot and stick the trays underneath the back two tires. Don't do that. But we would do that.
I like how we're doing the Redneck Report, talking about how trashy these people are. They're like, hang on, I got a story.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So it's officially February, and I was wondering if you guys had any resolutions you were still working on and which ones you've given up on. So for me, I've given up on cutting back on sugar and caffeine because that's just a kindness to the people around me. But what I'm still working on is 365 trips to Ohio, either alone or with my partner. And I'm actually like 9 ahead on that one, but I'm curious about you guys. So let us know.
Message
Did she
deleted.
Say Ohio?
Yes.
Visits to Ohio.
365 visits to Ohio.
So what that must be a Louisville listener.
Well, what a weird thing to, I mean, regardless of if you live in Louisville or not, I mean, what a strange goal to go to Ohio 365
maybe a
times.
There.
Ohio,
Cincinnati,
she said with her partner, and so Ohio is for lovers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, true.
Yeah. But to answer her original question, I didn't make any New Year's resolutions this year.
Oh, yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Healthy sure 2021.
No, I didn't make it as a resolution. I just said I was going to get healthier, and actually, I didn't say it. My wife did.
That is
and
the,
she's
that's,
making me.
That's the definition of a resolution. No, you have resolved to
my
make
wife wants me to live.
2021 a healthy year, and whether you want to do it or not, it has been decreed.
I didn't say that was my resolution.
You don't have to say it's a resolution. You're just doing it.
That's not true. I feel like
all
you
of
have
us,
to proclaim what your resolution is.
All of us have decided that we are going to be healthier in the upcoming year. And just to give you an idea how things are going, Mahoney yesterday burned 1,203 active calories.
So many calories.
Out of his 750 goals.
Slow day for me yesterday.
Yeah. Slow day. Listen to this guy.
You walked like across the city.
So,
and burned 1,000
I walk around
calories.
My neighborhood, and here's the thing, too. Like, I'm out.
1,203.
Yeah, when I'm out without my wife walking around my neighborhood, and, like, I'm walking through, like, I have a route that I go, so I go down all the, like, the cul-de-sacs and stuff like that.
Yeah, sure.
But, like, anytime I see, like, an open garage, I'm always like, I bet they think I'm going to rob this place. So, I steer clear of the garage.
You have garage guilt.
Yeah, I feel like there's an open garage. I can't. They're going to think I'm like robbing it. I'm just trying not to be an unhealthy piece of garbage that I was.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get a little bit healthier, but I always feel bad. Like I always feel like
great.
I'm going to get like, or they think that I'm like scouting the neighborhood to rob it.
I think that we're all very proud of you. Also, the dude wearing the Tommy Bahama shirt. The track pants and the Brooks piece. Oh, you don't?
No, because I don't want to sweat in it because it's
so super
fair.
Yeah.
But I wear my Pebble Beach jacket.
Okay, yeah. If you're wearing your Pebble Beach jacket, there's not a much more yuppie thing you could be wearing. I don't think that anyone thinks that you,
I feel like
power walking through the neighborhood, is going to rob.
But I feel like
garage.
That's what I. If I was going to rob a neighborhood, I would wear my. I would wear nicer clothes. I'd like maybe a 3-piece suit.
Sky has a wonderful idea. Just start amping it up. So like walk around the neighborhood with a backpack and binoculars, just see what you can get away with.
Don't want the cops calling me in my own neighborhood, man.
Dave, do you have any resolutions that you're keeping or that you've lost?
Yeah, be less fat. That's the whole thing. It's just, you know.
Is your wife making you do that,
too,
or is that on
you? Less of a strong wife. No, she's not making me do it, but she did get me an elliptical and a scale for Christmas.
She weighs you in once a week.
She does. But no, we're
all. She got you a scale for Christmas.
And an elliptical.
God.
It's subtle,
she's
right?
Honey.
She get you a vacuum, too?
Your body's a little too strong.
Wait,
what?
Doesn't that technically mean that you, wait, she bought
I'm
it for
the
you,
chick.
But with your money, though, right?
Of course, yeah.
So you bought it yourself.
I
she
bought
didn't
myself.
Buy it.
You are the Peloton chick.
I am the Peloton chick.
Gosh.
I haven't been asked to star in a Ryan Reynolds commercial
yet. Why hasn't Twitter come to your aid?
I know.
We're to save you.
Can we please cancel my wife body shaming me? I'm beautiful how I am.
Please leave a message after the tone.
We at the house watch a lot of reality TV, and a lot of those are romance-based shows. If you had to guess the amount of reality show loves that actually work out, what would it be?
Message 1% deleted.
Maybe five.
1%. How many dating shows that we don't even like know about?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's all for the cameras. It's like what people will do when they put a camera in front of their faces. Pretty disgusting.
People are so, they underestimate how thirsty people are for any kind of attention.
Yes.
If they're like, hey, we need you to do this and act this way, and it's going to be good for the camera, people will do it.
Yeah.
So have you guys heard, and this is a total shock, right, that one of the contestants from The Bachelorette, Jed Wyatt, do you guys know him? Sure,
no idea.
Whatever. I don't watch any of it. But it's huge in the Bachelorette world because he's going to be starting a podcast revealing all the dirty secrets that it's all, guess what, staged.
Of course it is.
And people are like, what? I can't believe it.
That's like Chris Jericho coming out going, we don't actually make each other bleed intentionally in wrestling.
Sometimes they do.
Not intentionally.
Well, they do. They cut themselves.
They do?
Yeah.
Of course Mahoney takes up for wrestling.
Well, they
real.
Do. Dave, it's a
they
spot.
Don't, they don't make each other bleed intentionally.
Traditionally,
they make themselves bleed.
Yes. Traditionally.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like anytime you see Brock Lesnar bleeding, he's got a tack in his glove that he'll rake across his forehead.
What happens?
And then they do the forehead because the forehead bleeds like crazy.
And it doesn't really do much. It heals pretty quickly after that. Yeah.
Yeah. But
that is terrible. That's so far.
Wait, but are those cooking competitions, are those real? I want to believe Guys Grocery Games.
I think that Guys Grocery Games is real.
Of course you do.
But nothing of like Fixer Upper, hunting shows.
I don't watch those.
They're never real.
I just want to believe in Guy Fieri.
No, we can, and Guy we trust.
That's right.
One Nation under Guy.
Yes.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media. At Dave and Mahoney.
Here's what's making news.
So a teenager has woken up after an 11-month coma.
Wow.
And had no idea, obviously, that the coronavirus was going on. This guy was hit by a car on March 1st of last year. Everything shut down about mid-March.
2 weeks later, yeah.
Yep. Holy moly.
And has been unconscious in a bed in the hospital ever since for 11 months.
I mean, the fact that you woke up after 11 months is a miracle in and of itself.
If you were going to be in a coma for a year, though, that would have been the year to do it.
I mean, that's still a series of massively unfortunate events.
Of course it is. But saying
if you had to pick a time to be in a coma.
Right. You just sleep through the whole thing. And then you're like, all right, we're coming out of it. Right?
At least we hope. He also missed all of the social unrest, political unrest.
Right. I know. Awesome.
He missed the entire election.
Yes.
MGK switching from rapper to pop punker. Unbelievable.
Why would you do that? So he's really trying to engage. He's blinking. He's smiling. He's raising his limbs. He's making good progress. He's remaining positive, so he's on the track to being a normal 19-year-old kid, which is what he is. And sure enough, he actually had no idea what was going on, but he actually caught COVID-19 twice while he was in the coma.
That's wild.
Isn't that crazy how you can catch it in a coma?
Yep. And,
I don't like that. Nope.
Well, you're entire.
That's not cool.
You got to think, though, that
you're
your
in a hospital, you're exposed.
Yeah, I mean, you're
and your systems
zero.
Are yep. just down. Everything. Yep.
Brandelay said in our chat at twitch.tv/David Mahoney, that's like the first episode of The Walking Dead. So, yes, it could have been much worse where you woke up to a zombie apocalypse.
Could have been much worse.
Yes.
Could have been. And you can kind of make a joke. You're like, yeah, I was in a coma throughout all of 2020. Everyone's like, me too. They're like, no, actually, I actually was in a coma for... I don't know how they caught this lady, but they some fine detective work here. A Florida woman arrested on Saturday for DUI after she was pulled over with... two open bottles of wine and an empty champagne bottle.
Wait, open bottles of wine?
Open bottles of wine.
And drink?
As if one open bottle of wine isn't already a pain in the butt enough.
I mean, sometimes you want a little Chardonnay. The other time, maybe a little bit of Cabernet, Dave.
Yeah,
you know,
mix it up a little bit.
You know, at a red light, you drink reds, and then when it's...
if it's a yellow light, you drink yellow.
Or maybe it was yellow tail.
There you go. Maureen Poe, 53, pulled over after she cut off a detective and swerved in and out of her driving lane. The detective pulled her over, noticed the two open bottles of wine and the empty bottle of champagne. She also had two wine bottle openers and wine spilled all over her purse. So, bang up job.
Yeah.
Well done.
You know what? I mean, despite all of this, and she's an idiot for driving around drunk, but I mean, I feel like that girl does have fun. She'd probably be a fun person.
My guess is no.
You don't think?
You think Maureen with two open bottles of wine knows how to have fun?
Nah.
No, she's.
I would like to know her before she decided, before the drunk hit her to where she decided that I'm going to go for a drive. Like,
what
I want to know her
doing?
A bottle in.
See, she seems like the sort of lady who's going to be vomiting on the bar at 11 a.m.
After two bottles and a thing of champagne?
You're like,
she's got
Maureen.
Tolerance.
So I don't know who does this, but a city worker sorting through donated clothes in Taiwan came across $10,140 in cash that had been stored in red envelopes and placed in the pockets of a clothing item.
Dibs.
Officials took the bag that contained the money to a local police station. Why? Officers found receipts and other documents, identified the owner, 72-year-old woman. Her husband had gathered clothes to be donated without realizing that one of the items contained the envelopes of money she had been
old
saving
people love
for retirement
hiding money.
And a wedding gift for her daughter.
Dude, that is such an old person and weed dealer thing to do.
Hide it in leather-bound
put
empty
it in the
books.
Nintendo.
Listen live on demand on the radio.com app and follow at Dave and Mahoney. Call or text the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY.
So we talked about it earlier this week, but the trade rumors of Derek Carr being sent out of town in an attempt for the Raiders to snag Deshaun Watson are starting to heat up, and there's more and more people that are talking about it. Derek Carr has been called the franchise quarterback by a lot of people, but the Raiders have an opportunity, they think, perhaps, by trading both Derek Carr and Marcus Mariota away and some draft picks to potentially get Deshaun Watson, which would be really, really, really big. If you think about Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson, I mean, the Raiders have a lot of good pieces, right?
Yep.
They just haven't been able to really get over the hump. I don't know if Derek Carr is to blame for that.
He's a good, solid quarterback. Any team in the league who needs a quarterback would be happy to take him in.
Deshaun Watson is definitely an upgrade, though, right?
That's the, you know, he's one of the hottest top three, top five quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah.
As far, especially being younger and, you know, you can build a franchise around somebody like that. It's an interesting prospect. I wouldn't be mad at him.
I feel like somewhere right now, Derek Carr is screaming into the ether, put respect on my name.
No, well, Derek Carr's going to make a bunch of money.
Didn't he just build a house in Southern Highlands on the golf course?
I thought he built one near Gruden, right?
Yeah, they're both in Southern Highlands on the golf course, I think.
Is it in Southern Highlands or McDonald Ranch?
No, it's Southern Highlands.
Is it? Okay.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. They haven't invited us over yet. I'm sure. I'm just lost in the mail or something. Ellis Island just hooked up a local with a big jackpot. They were playing the Buffalo Grand game. What is it, Ian?
900 grand?
$905,754 and 63 cents.
Quite the stampede.
Yeah, $905,000
on the Buffalo game. You know when that stampede is coming. You were like, oh, damn.
Is that the slot that he played it on?
The Buffalo, yeah.
Buffalo, I love that game.
The two that always hit, it's either Wheel of Fortune or Buffalo. That's it.
Yeah.
Those are the only two. Like, nobody's ever winning $1 million playing Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones hit me on Cash Link. Come on.
Yeah.
I don't think Game of Thrones has $1 million jackpot.
They don't have a progressive or anything?
I think some of them do, but they're rare.
And Game of Thrones doesn't make your butt vibrate.
Yeah, it does.
The Buffalo.
No, yeah,
it does. Oh, it does?
Yeah,
it does.
The one at Hard Rock did.
Yeah. Oh, it
I had
did?
I had a tax bill on that one once, and it went on for like 20 minutes.
Your butt was just vibrating for an hour.
20 minutes.
Was that from the money that you made off the jackpot, or was that actually a slot machine feature? Guys, have a good day. Right.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Nevada, home means the hills, home means the sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.